have a muster on Front Street, Davis, a muster on Front Street.
It was in the wee hours of the morning when Pete Kaiser's friends and family who had flown to Nome to see him and his team mush up Front Street finally spotted him. In the crowd of Bethel friends and family and neighbors was Kaiser's wife, Bethany.
I'm really proud of my husband. Super proud of him. It's awesome. But this is where we come from, Bethel. It's a community that will just bend over backwards for people they love.
Kaiser arrived under the World Arch in Nome at 3:39 this morning. The 31-year-old wins $50,000 in a new truck. It's the career highlight for Kaiser, who has raced the Iditarod each year since 2010. On three separate occasions, he's placed as high as fifth, but this is his first outright win. His run took 9 days, 12 hours, and 39 minutes. Kaiser is the first competitor from Western Alaska to win the race since Kotzebue musher John Baker's 2011 victory. Kaiser is also the first Iditarod mushing champion with Yupik roots. He hopes his win will help spark an interest in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and beyond.
Not just Yupik people, but all of the, you know, rural native people from Western Alaska or anywhere in the state for that matter. It really doesn't matter. Anybody who could get a kick out of this that's awesome, you know.
Kaiser was raised around sled dogs in Bethel. His father raced dogs in local races before he was born. Kaiser's racing style has tended to be conservative during the early parts of the race, in which he banks extra rest and ensures that he has speed when the opportunities arise. It was a variation of that style that positioned Kaiser for his victory this year.
Yeah, I mean, I generally have kind of an idea of what I'm going to do, but it's never set in stone. It's just a lot of these runs, a run can take 5 hours on a good trail, 8 hours on a bad trail, just like this race played out. I mean, all these runs turned out to be 2 or 3 hours longer than they could have been on a good trail. So you got to be able to adjust your rest accordingly, I feel like. And if you just have something put on pen to paper of what you're going to do, no matter what, I don't think it's going to work out that great. So.
Just after officials presented Kaiser his winnings, the Norwegian flags came out as your Lyseth Olsom arrived on Front Street to finish his race at 3:51 this morning. 12 minutes separated the two teams at the end of the 9-day run in the 1,000-mile sled dog race. Pete Kaiser says the race was so tight that he never thought he had it won until he got to Nome's Front Street.
And I really didn't feel confident until we hit the road over here. I mean, I was looking back quite often, and knowing the type of driver he is and the type of team he has, that I didn't count him out. And I knew we were going slow enough that he could make up time quickly if he got his team rolling. So I didn't feel like I had it won at any point until coming down the road here.
Musher Jessica Klayko was out on the trail to Shaktulik when Kaiser crossed the finish line. Making her first run in the race, the Bethel rookie was ecstatic when she realized her friend was winning. She pointed to dogs in her rookie team that came from Pete's kennel.
Pete's been working really hard for years for this, so he deserves to win, and we would be so excited. We have many dogs on this team who are Pete dogs. His dad is one of Pete's leaders. Her dad's Pete's leader. Stella's from Pete. She's the only one that's been to Nome before with Pete.
Klayka checked into Shaktulik at about 5 this morning to rest her team before heading up the coast to Nome. Aniak musher Richie Deal arrived in White Mountain this morning to begin his 8-hour rest. Deal and his team will be back on the trail at 1:46 this afternoon, headed for Nome. He could get into town before 10 o'clock tonight. Bethel rookie Victoria Hardwick left Caltag at 4:46 this morning, still with all of her 14 dogs on her way to Unalakleet on the Bering Sea coast.